To date, the peacekeepers have been unable to identify the taxi company or to locate the driver. Morrison's remains were found in a wooded area along eastbound Route 138-132 Service Road near Adirondack Junction. The remains, as well as the soil, were sent for analysis and identification shortly after their discovery. Morrison was identified through dental records peacekeepers announced at the time of the discovery. Morrison was reported missing on July 4, 2006, and she was 24 years old at the time of her disappearance. "It has been a horrible last 5 years," Melanie said, "but having her back and buried properly has helped. As much as being able to bury her has helped, there is still a lot of anger and pain surrounding her death. She did not walk into the woods and die of natural causes." Melanie said that she was only 24 years old and healthy. "This is still an active case. We feel that the reward will make it move forward faster. We will not stop doing everything we can to bring the person or persons to responsible to justice." Peacekeepers have not yet been able to determine the cause of death. However, investigator Edward Stacy is hopeful that the reward being offered by a member of the Morrison family will help uncover the information in the case.
"I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to..."
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Yes, somebody. run.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in FM. And welcome to another show. You're right, it's 6 to 7.30 with me, one of your co-hosts, Fleur. My regular co-host, Christian, is still on a leave of absence and hopefully we'll be back within the next couple of months. We just had Uncle featuring Nick Cave with their song Money and Run off their new EP that they just released called Only the Lonely. I don't know what to say other than awesome. That was a wicked song. Nick Cave is just so guttural. I love him. He's awesome. He's one of my countrymen, so of course I love him. Yeah, that should get you guys going. I hope you're enjoying this lovely sunny day and you're listening to CITR out on a porch somewhere. Unfortunately, the sun is not going to stick around. Of course, it's the May long weekend coming up this weekend. So obviously that means rain, rain, rain. I mean, who goes camping in Canada unless it's raining? Pretty much nobody. So I hope you guys have got all your tarps ready if you're going camping this weekend, because you're going to need them. I haven't been on the show for a week or so. I had a week off last week, so I want to say thank you to Marcus for helping out while Christian's away and giving me a week off. And I also need to give a huge shout out to Sam, one of my friends. He's actually helping me choose some of the songs for the show each week, starting from this week. So as I say, I think I've told you guys this before, Christian and I usually choose about 7 songs each and then we do our research and collaborate together after that. So choosing a bunch of like 14 or 15 songs can be quite taxing after a while every week. So I'm really, really grateful to Sam for helping out and supporting me like this. So you'll be hearing some really great tracks from him, stuff that I hadn't actually heard of before and have now decided that I love them. Uncle has been doing a really weird thing but cool lately. Uncle's teamed up with a whole bunch of different bands. Who else has been on it? It's Orbital, Cold Cut, Crystal Fighters, Does It Offend You? Yeah. They're all amongst the musicians that contributed to a silent charity single for a Christmas number one song last year in England. Now, every year, if you've ever been over to England, have English friends or anything like that, they always do a England number one, and it's like the most coveted spot on the charts for the year. Usually it goes to some little pipsqueak from the X Factor, and a couple of years ago they actually people were getting sick of all these commercial bands getting the number one, so they actually put out a call for people to vote for Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine. So I think this is like a follow-up to the fact that Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name Of, nearly 15 years after it was released, became the Christmas number one, I think, in 2009. So for 2010, all these musicians got together very cheekily to cover a version of John Cage's 4 Minutes and 33, which is a recording of 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds of silence. The single was recorded on December 6th and was released on December 13th. They also had the Kooks, Billy Bragg, who we're playing later on, Paul Epworth and Pete Doherty all got involved. So I can just imagine what that recording studio looked like. Everyone just pretty much staring at their navels for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. I thought that was hilarious, and I'm not too sure. I've been on the website trying to work out how far they got, but some of the quotes that they have is, "Support is building like a tidal wave," was the Daily Telegraph, "and the most serious competition the forthcoming X Factor winner will have to face." So, and that was by The Guardian. But the great thing about this Cage Against the Machine, that initiative that started up last year, that basically every time you voted, for this song, money went to a bunch of charities, and they had four different charities that they were focusing on. One's called Calm, which is a service for young people who need help or advice, created in response to the high suicide rate amongst men aged 15 to 35 in the United Kingdom. Another one was called Youth Music, which is a leading UK charity using music to transform the lives of disadvantaged children and young people. And another one was the Tinnitus Association, which we all know if you play CITR too loud, you will get the ringing in the ears, and that's not cool, although we do like you to play CITR quite loud. And then there was a couple of more music-orientated charities that all this 4 minutes and 33 silence downloads went to. So if you want to work, find out more about Cage Against the Machine, a very cheeky little number one, I think it's hilarious. You just go to www.catm.co.uk/ you don't need the backslash, that's only for the charities. I will endeavour to put it on the Facebook website, the Facebook site, so you guys can check it out. We're trying to do that a bit more around Are You Aware? I know we tell you a lot about charities and you don't really have the time to write them down. So if we get a chance, we'll put this up. And also just, you can always type in Cage Against the Machine. If you're a new listener to Are You Aware and you're trying to work out the method of our music selection, we choose musicians and songs that have a social justice message around it. Either the song has a positive social justice message or the musician has been involved in some kind of philanthropic endeavour. So we like to celebrate celebrating musicians and music that take the route of action over apathy. And another person that does that quite well is Canada's own Buck 65. He's from Nova Scotia and he's been around for 20 odd years, in fact, and that's the name of his new album, his most recent album that was released a little while ago, in February, in fact. And if you guys didn't realize this, and I kind of thought it was cool just because I'm a radio DJ as well, but he used to host a weekly Radio 2 drive show on CBC Radio 2 since September 2008. So I think he still does it. And he also once hosted a weekday program on CBC's 3's web radio station. So he's a huge radio nerd from way back. He's also been involved with something pretty cool in 2010. Amnesty International and Buffet Libre released Peace, this first music atlas on the net. Peace, a unique initiative co-produced by Amnesty International in Catalonia, and it features a track from Buck 65. So if you want to go and check that out, it sounds pretty cool, a first music atlas. It included more than 180 exclusive and unreleased songs by artists from more than 50 countries, and you can stream the compilation at buffetlibrejs.net. I will put that up on the Facebook if you want to find us there. You can always find us at Are You Aware Radio. We also have a group and a page so you can find the information, or on Twitter. We've got it all connected. That's one thing Christian's doing. God bless his little cotton socks while he's away. He is the social media networking genius of Are You Aware right now. This music artist, there's 182 artists participating, and the countries that are involved are as close to Canada as USA and as far away as Thailand, Palestine, New Zealand and Tibet. So if you want to see something pretty cool by Buck 65, go check this out, this first piece at Music Atlas. And we have Zombie Delight on CITR on 101.9 in Vancouver.
Zombies are on the loose, be courageous. They're totally disgusting, their condition is contagious. They'll try to bite your body, but don't let them. The situation's getting worse, we better go get them. Zombie apocalypse, the day has come, the party starts. Look out for raggedy people with rotten body parts. Don't drink water from a contaminated source. It's time to do battle with a reanimated corpse. Prepare yourself physically and mentally steady, yes. They're known for the muddy dress, their face is a bloody mess. Zombie invasion, the problem's international. Don't try to reason with them, zombies
so irrational. These are dead people, imagine how they smell. If you're bitten, then you become a zombie yourself. They don't eat raisins or peanuts or chocolate chips. Shoot them in the head, it's the zombie apocalypse.
Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies on, coming to catch it tonight. Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies on, coming to catch it tonight. Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies on, coming to catch it tonight. Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies on, coming to catch it tonight.
This happening, people are frantic. The military's overwhelmed, widespread panic. Cities are destroyed and the streets run red. How do we contain this plague of the undead? Weaponize thyself, call on the troops. Zombies have the tendency to mobilize in large groups. There's very little information and no answers. One weird thing is that they're excellent dancers. Watch this. Freaks from hell, revitalized remains. The only thing they know how to say is the word brains. That's all they're interested in is your gray matter. Hey, batter, hit them in the head and they may splatter. The zombie tsunami is out of control. Hide in your basement or go on patrol. The world is being pillaged of its beauty and its worth. Brain dead zombies are taking over planet Earth.
Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies on, coming to catch it tonight. Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies on, coming to catch it tonight. Tonight, zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies are coming to catch it tonight. Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies are coming to catch it tonight.
trouble tonight. Hey world, keep bringing it the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Hey world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Hey world, you running for the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Boom, boom, there's a battle going on in this earth. Every day, work, school, death and birth. There are 6 billion people on this earth. Can you tell me what every single life is worth? Take a step, look around and see history. My weapon and my method is no mystery. I didn't come here to cheer, I came here to rock. To smash the empire with my boombox. You got to let go of remote control. 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 Hey world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Hey world, keep bringing it the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Hey world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Like a meteorite, satellite, laser beam, with you in their sights. And with the Patriot Act, they took all your rights. Don't ever doubt the power of just one mind. All the worldwide power of just one rhyme. Don't ever doubt the force of the baseline. Or a record going round to burn the house down. You got to let go of remote control. 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 Hey world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Hey world, keep bringing it the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Hey world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Hey world, you running for the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. Takes 999 criminal minds. You got to let go of remote control. You got to let go of remote control. Hey world, you know you got to put up a fight. Hey world, you rumble in the jungle tonight. Hey world, keep running for the rest of your life. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight. Hey, you got to let go of remote control.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 FM. And you pretty much don't need any introduction to know who that was. It was Michael Franti and Spearhead with their song Hey World from their album of a few years ago now, All Rebel Rockers. I heart Michael Franti. He's so lovely. If you didn't realize, we haven't done them this year. We are trying to work towards maybe getting someone in the studio in the next couple of weeks, but it's all in progress, so I'm not going to tell you who that is, but keep your ears posted. But Michael Franti last year actually phoned in to us, gosh, I don't even know when it was, maybe June, July last year, and did an Are You Aware mixtape for us. God bless him. I'm doing a lot of the God blesses tonight. I must be just loving the vibe of summer. Are You Aware mixtape, we get socially conscious artists to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in social justice work, and then they get to choose one of their own songs that mirrors their sentiments around social justice and getting involved. And the Michael Franti Are You Aware mixtape is really, really good. You can always check that out at the podcast shows that we have at CITR, or you can podcast us through iTunes as well. We do write down when the mixtapes are, so if you just scroll down the podcast, you will see the Michael Franti mixtape there. Check it out. He says some pretty amazing stuff around getting involved and hope, and how music influences him and influences so many others to be more involved. If you don't know who Michael Franti is, you're crazy. No, I'm joking. He's been around for quite some time. He went by himself for a while, was with Spearhead, then became back and became Michael Franti and Spearhead. He started as a punk, industrial punk band, the Beatniks, in 1986. And after living in after attending University of San Francisco and living above KUSF, which is the radio station, he developed a fascination with music and decided to start a band. And thank God he did. He doesn't wear shoes, which is quite interesting. I've heard that that's because of him standing up with solidarity with people around the world that don't have shoes. Which is a pretty cool thing. He also does this amazing festival each year called the Power to the Peaceful. It's from September 10th to the 12th in San Francisco. So if you're thinking of heading to San Francisco in September, you should totally check out this festival. Obviously, Spearhead's playing with a whole bunch of other people, and they have some pretty cool stuff going on. They have 5,000 yogis for peace, which is a pretty cool initiative, and all the stuff is through volunteering, and it's just a huge festival to support his beliefs around nonviolence and cooperation. Now, he's also a huge advocate for peace in the Middle East. His film, I Know I'm Not Alone, features footage of Iraq, the Palestinian territories, and Israel. And he decided to embark on his three-week journey with friends to view the cost of war in the Middle East firsthand. Interestingly enough, in 2006, he was invited by the Australian Labor MP, Jenny Macklin, to show the film at Australian Parliament House in Canberra. So not only does he influence us music lovers, but he also influences politicians around the world, including the politicians from Australia too, which is pretty cool. In the middle there, we heard CeeLo Green from his most recent album, The Lady Killer, with his song Bright Lights Bigger. CeeLo Green, you might know him better as one half of Gnarls Barkley, who he works with DJ producer Danger Mouse. He's been doing a bit of his own work recently, so I don't know what's happening with Gnarls Barkley. I hope they release something soon because they're quite funky. This is the third studio album by CeeLo Green, and it was released last November. It sold 337,000 copies in the United States and has been certified platinum in the United Kingdom. CeeLo's been involved in a benefit concert to support the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund, releasing a special version of Forget You called Thank You, in tribute to volunteer firefighters as part of Duracell's Power, Those Who Protect Us program. Many of you might not know that CeeLo's mother was saved by a volunteer firefighter from a car accident when CeeLo was a teenager, so obviously the issue is quite close to his heart. We're going to keep the music rocking. This is a band that's been around for a little while now. They're from Los Angeles, California, and they are called The Submarines. They've been involved with a cool little benefit show for an LA charity while they're waiting to release a new album. This was last year. They had a little non-profit called 826 LA. And we've talked about those guys before. The Chickens in Love Project, which is a full-length album, an online pledge-a-thon fundraiser, and a mini music festival. She and him and the Cold War Kids, Tim and Eric, and also the Submarines were involved in this, along with Fiona Apple. So I remember talking about this. If you want to know more about the Submarines, just go to their Facebook and check them out. I haven't heard if they're coming up here yet, but I hope they do too soon, because they're pretty cool. And they have a new album. This song that we've chosen actually comes from their second last album, which was released in 2008. They released a new one called Love Notes, Letter Bombs, that was released in April. So just like a month ago. So you should check out these guys. They're pretty damn wicked, I'm not going to lie. This is The Submarines with You, Me, and the Bourgeoisie on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub, Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Thank you. betray me. I will wake one day, don't delay me. What I'd leave her always going.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. They tricked me. They still said they had 7 seconds and then they went silent. Damn Fleet Foxes. Curse them, only joking. That's the new album from Fleet Foxes, which is getting rave reviews, and you can obviously tell why. That song was Grown Ocean, and the album is called Helpless Blues. It has an average score of 87 on the review aggregate site Metacritic, which indicates universal acclaim. And it's received a huge amount of critical acclaim upon its release. And this is only their second album, which I think if you're a band and you've had such a huge success with the first album like Fleet Foxes did, it's really, really nerve-wracking to come back with a second album because everybody wants to sort of chastise you and say that, oh, you know, the first one was only a fluke. But I think they've pretty much... destroyed any kind of doubt that any of the critics had. Chris Martins of the AV Club states this album as, "It's sophisticated truth-seeking songs like these that make Helpless Blues feel as timeless and immortal as that man on the screen." So that's some pretty big props. They are from Seattle and they actually played here a couple of weeks ago, which I am absolutely devastated that I didn't get to go and see them. I heard they were brilliant. They've been involved in a charity auction for Crafts for a Cause, and it's led by Little Joy's Pinky Shapiro, and has enlisted artists to design and decorate various merchandise items, all of which will be auctioned off to provide relief for Haiti victims. So this was last year. Proceeds from the auction went towards Crash director Paul Higgins' charity organization, Artists for Peace and Justice. So if you just Google Artists for Peace and Justice, you can find out all about the stuff that they've been involved in and what's coming up next for them. In the middle of that set, we had Hayden, which is a Canadian singer-songwriter from Thornhill in Ontario. He sounded really folky there, but he has an eclectic mix of genres from grunge rock to alt country. In 1996, so quite some time ago now, he performed both nights of Neil Young's annual Bridge School concert. Every year, Neil Young does this amazing, pretty much acoustic concert for the Bridge School, which is a school that focuses on helping children with learning disabilities. It's held in California at the Shoreline Amphitheater, and it's been going since 1986. Not as a rule, but as a practice, most of the performers actually perform acoustically. Now, you can go to the Bridge School YouTube channel to check it out, to see the highlights from the 2010 concert, as well as finding, you can get iTunes. The Bridge School Collection Volume 4 is available on iTunes, as are the last three years of that. So if you want to check out who and what played at this benefit concert, check out iTunes, and or you can always go to thebridgeschool.org to find out more about their events. Now, I found something pretty cool. Actually, I should lie. I didn't find it out. Sam found it out for me. In 2001, Hayden very quietly distributed 100 handwritten, packaged and numbered copies of Skyscrapers National Park, which is one of his albums, to friends and independent record shops throughout Toronto. Hayden turned to music after his song Take was selected on the album's New Music Search, compiled by Toronto's radio station. So Take has actually never been officially released on any of Hayden's albums, which is interesting. The song that we heard was Kill Bear from his album Elk Lake Serenade. Now we're going away from Canada, not for long, but just for a little while, and we are heading to Sweden. We are checking out, and weren't the Swedish twins awesome last night on the ice? And that eager guy that totally beat up, or not beat up, but like was just being absolutely obnoxious through the whole game last night. He needs a smackdown, so I hope someone gives it to him over the next couple of games with San Jose. The Canucks are looking pretty good, though. I'm hoping that, fingers crossed, we're in the final. Anyway, back to the music. We have Like Lee, which is a Swedish indie song singer. This is her second studio album, and it was released only in March 2011. It's also received an average score of 83, which indicates universal acclaim. And likely, the Polyphonic Spree and Yusaya actually travelled to Uganda last summer under the wings of the charity and their website. And they basically went with Lablogo Tech as well, which is this great little website, if you haven't checked it out, where all these musicians play in really crazy places, and the Vincent Moon, the director, films them. So you have Phoenix playing one of their songs, or two of their songs actually, on a open-air bus driving around the Eiffel Tower. Vampire Weekend does a whole van sessions. Pretty much, I think there's about six songs off the van sessions. Like Lee's done Lablogo Tech, Yesay do a fantastic song. I can't remember off the top of my head which one it is, but it's in a New York underground or subway car. So it's crazy. It's such a great little website, Lablogo Tech, or you just can type in takeaway shows and find out. But they actually went with them to Yesaya Polyphonic Spree and likely to Gulu, Uganda, for the Invisible Children non-profit, which aims to bring the human rights atrocity of child soldiers who are younger than the country's 23-year civil war and into light using different methods, and obviously being involved with this. So if you want to check out more, I will put it up on the Facebook page, but it's invisiblechildren.com, and you can find out what Yesaya did, and you can also snag a copy of the DVD of their trip, which is also being sold to raise funds for this charity. Now, this song is from Like Lee's new album called Wounded Rhymes, and it's called Youth Knows No Pain on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Come on, honey, cut yourself completely. Come on, honey, cut yourself to pieces. Come on, honey. wash across their faces. A shaky knowledge gets me all out of sorts. You were looking like a real good pleaser, so let us see her. Do not be sad when you apologize for everyone around you with their modern stares. We can build a rudder in the common places. We can build a harness for the common man. I know what he wants tonight. This one decision, if my opinion makes us laugh, then I apologize for everyone around me with the real good sin. I'll protect the others in the common places. I'll provide a lever for the common man. I know what he wants tonight.
North by Northeast Festival, music, film, and interactive takes over Toronto once again June 13th to 19th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 7 days, 50 stages, over 650 bands, plus 40 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale. Check nxne.com for details. Also available, passes that get you into the clubs first and into North by Northeast's groundbreaking interactive media conference. You want more? North by Northeast also rocks the heart of Toronto with 4 nights of massive free outdoor concerts. Visit nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival info. North by Northeast, celebrating 17 years of great music.
Rivers, northern lights. You see what I see? I thought it makes me.
Matt and Kim, you gotta love them. They're so cheerful and fun. If you didn't already realize, you're on RUR, Music That Has Something to Say, on CITR 101.9. And we just heard Sidewalks, which is the latest album from Matt and Kim. That song was called Cameras. Matt and Kim are an indie duo residing in Brooklyn, New York, and have been around since 2004. They have done a lot of stuff. This is their second album. People are loving them sick. But I thought this was kind of cool. Last year in December, Matt and Kim teamed up with ZYNC from American Express to help fight youth homelessness. By clicking on a link to see a backstage interview with the band, $1 would be donated towards fighting homelessness. So that was pretty cool. I thought that was a really cool little initiative. So again, it's www.iguessimfloating.net. We'll probably take you towards it. The link's pretty long, so I'm not going to read it all out, but I will try and put it on the Facebook page before I leave today. We've only got about 25 minutes left of Are You Aware before I say goodbye for another week and enjoy what's left of the sunshine. In the middle there, we had Sex with Strangers, which is from their most recent album, Frontier Justice, and that song was The Coven. They are a Vancouver band and they've been around since 2007. They're playing the venue on June 3rd. In 2009, Vancouver Sex with Strangers was named by Spin as one of the top unsigned bands from around the world. So they've got a huge buzz following them right now. And the magazine went wild for the outfit's brooding synth beats and the vocal talents of frontman Hatch Benedict. So if you haven't checked out the Sex with Strangers, pop down to the venue on June 3rd, because I can guarantee after listening to that song, it is going to be killer. Now, we have a couple of more tracks for you. The next song we've got going for you is Billy Bragg, a great favourite of ours here at CITR and obviously at Are You Aware. He's been around for quite some time. He's a rock musician as well as a left-wing activist, and he has lots and lots of protest songs, and he's not shy of singing about really, really controversial subjects and speaking out for those people that can't don't have a voice or are unable to express themselves. His music career has lasted more than 30 years, and a lot of his music, as you can hear by the one that we're about to play, has a political theme or angle to it. So without further ado, I'm going to let him do the talking because he does it so eloquently. This is Billy Bragg with Which Side Are You On from his album Back to Basics on CITR 101.9 FM.
This government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? We went off to join a picket line, but together we cannot fail. We got stopped by police at the county line. I said, go on, boys, or you're going to jail. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? It's hard to explain to a crying child why her daddy can't go back, and the family suffer, but it hurts me more to hear a scab say, sod you, Jack. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Thank you. but I'm bound to follow my conscience and do whatever I can. And it'll take much more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
In the beginning, men and women had an obligation to their children.
And there was a real and true necessity and need for building.
Still the discipline and will proliferate the lineage.
Matters of the spirit, mind, and body taken serious.
But the way we became what we became, somebody please explain.
But we can tell you if you're curious. Those that reign got the masses in chains and their minds enslaved.
And this is the part that makes me furious.
takes his pills so he can kill. Praise the Bible.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that's the psychedelic The Black Angels with their song Phosphine Dream from the same album name. I always, whenever I play The Black Angels, I feel like either Dennis Hopper or Peter Fonda or what's his name? Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas guy is going to come in on a huge mescaline high and just trip out around me. That for some reason, the Black Angels always remind me of a psychedelic 70s Sunday afternoon. I hope you guys enjoyed that alliteration. I just made that up myself. In the middle there, as you can see, I'm going a little balmy as we get towards the end of the show. We had a New York City based vegan straight edge hardcore band, which I think is an oxymoron in itself. A hardcore punk band that's vegan, but you know what? I'm not gonna chastise these guys. I think that's wicked. It's just very weird. They're called Gorilla Biscuits, and that song was called Start Today from the album of the same name. And they've been around. Three members of the were fans of the band Agnostic Front and started going to hardcore shows on the weekends, and that's where they met the rest of the band, which is kind of pretty cool. The band name has a history of all of its own. A popular drug in the area at that time was Quaaludes, which people called ape, sorry, close your ears, shit, or Gorilla Biscuits due to the pill's large size. Eventually, the name evolved into Gorilla Biscuits, and though it was initially only meant to be temporary, they have continued to use it. So I guess it's funny, it's quite amazing how many bands have sort of started out as them having like stupid funny names that, you know, after a while people get to know you as that and it sticks. Now, the next song we're going to play is Interpol. This is a bit fast paced, so I will just let the music do its own thing. Barricade is the song. It's great. If you haven't heard it before, get ready to jam. We're in the closing 10 minutes of the show. Enjoy.
Time when there's no more tears to cry. 6, cause I didn't wanna train my eye to hold so short a time. Also, I just don't know where the blind could be the sightless, but I still like to win.
Untouchable, it's something to me.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Florida's Own Against Me. They've been around since 1999, and their first full-length album was released on No Idea Records in 2002. The band actually... The lead singer started this band at age 17, which is pretty crazy. And obviously they've been around since then. We are in the closing minutes of Are You Aware? So I'm just going to let you listen to pretty much a living Canadian legend. He's known as a singer, songwriter, poet, novelist, and overall artist. His musical career spans over 40 years, with his first album appearing in 1967. He's classified as folk rock, or spoken word, and he, again, is another person that isn't shy of talking about some pretty controversial and important issues. This song comes from New Skin for the Old Ceremony, and it's called Why Don't You Try? It's the amazing Leonard Cohen on CITR 101.9. Enjoy your May long. Bye.
Why don't you try to do without him? Why don't you try to live alone? Do you really need his hands for your passion? Do you really need his heart for your throne? Do you need his labor for your baby? Do you need his beast for the bone? Do you need a hold a leash to be a lady? I know you're gonna make it on your own. Why don't you try to forget him? Just open up your dainty little hand. You know this life is filled with many sweet companions, many satisfying one-night stands. Do you want to be the ditch around a tower? Do you want to be the moonlight in his cave? Do you want to give your blessing to his power as he goes whistling past his daddy, past his daddy's grave? I'd like to take you to the ceremony. Well, that is if I remember the way. You see, Jack and Jill, they're gonna join their misery. I'm afraid it's time for everyone to pray. You can see they've finally taken cover. They're willing, yeah, they're willing to obey. Their vows are difficult, they're for each other. So let nobody put a loophole in their way.
Listen. Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging.